is Paul McCartney's offices right here. The name of the company is MPL Communications. That stands for McCartney Productions Limited, not McCartney, Paul and Linda, as some people have you believe. That's a total coincidence. It was set up by Paul around the time the Beatles broke up to look after his solo affairs. It's now one of the largest independent music publishing companies in the world. Paul and MPL own the rights to about 30,000 different songs, including all Buddy Holly's, the rights to musicals, this is Annie, A Chorus Line, and Grease. But of course, unfortunately, one group of songs that Paul does not own are the ones he wrote with John Lennon. Because until recently, they were co-owned by Michael Jackson, which didn't please Paul at all, I can tell you. But Paul is still very busy to this day musically, of course, still making albums and doing concerts, and he's doing one here in London in Hyde Park in June, which I'm going to. And yesterday, George Martin, of course the Beatles producer, did a special interview for a charity. It's a charity for deaf people, because George is losing his hearing after listening to loud music for the last 60 years. And it was an interview with Andrew Marr, a well-known journalist on the BBC. Paul McCartney arrived right before the interview started, to say, because he's still good, no good friends of George Martin, and he was there to support George. He didn't actually get on stage or anything, but he was sort of, you know, sitting backstage. But we saw him go in, so he was there last night. I said, well, he's certainly there today, because that his PA is sitting in the car over there, so okay. We could stay here a little bit longer, and then his PA might he recognises me, so. Maybe he won't come out until we move on.
Ja, we moeten ons achter de boom gaan verstoppen, anders dan komt hij niet naar buiten, want hij kent Richard natuurlijk ook. Richard vertelde dat Paul McCartney nog steeds heel actief is in de muziekwereld. Dat hij ook voor verschillende goede doelen zaken werkt. Dat hij in juni hier een concert geeft in Hyde Park. En dat hij inderdaad nog steeds heel gepassioneerd bezig is. En als Richard vertelt, die is ook heel gepassioneerd van de Beatles, hij weet er ook alles van. En hij, ik zei het al eerder, hij leidt ons rond bij deze Beatle Walk.